You ready? All right, we are back. Rory and Chris. What is it, Chris and Rory, or Rory and Chris? I actually don't know.
I think it's you first.
I think it's always me first.
Yeah, I think it's CNR.
Yeah, Rory and Chris, work in regress. How you doing, Rory?
I'm all right. Little bit different surroundings today. So we were going to get the tree in the background, but we ended up just messing around with the surroundings. So we might have a dog join us at some point.
She misses right there.
She's right down here at the minute.
Yeah.
And I think because you've got a packet of biscuits there.
We're recording this quite early in the morning. Well, what time is it?
It's early enough for Sunday.
I mean, I had a few beers yesterday, so I'm a bit on the ropey end. Not as bad as like I used to get on it, but I don't know. I've had like three beer sessions this week.
I haven't had any.
That's because you're not out there with the people. I mean, to be fair, there were like two. I got this new job on Monday. Because you know, people that are probably listening to anything I do, I've been moaning a little bit about work. Got a new one, it's been a nightmare 6 months, but found a new place and it was like back to back. Just, we had a Christmas do on Wednesday for like the actual company, which I was around for a bit, and then on Thursday went to, because I'm client based, you know, we work with contractors. One of the contractors took us out for a nice steak dinner at Gordon Ramsay's.
The one at the Savoy?
I sit at the Marriott in Grosvenor Square.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah, that's the world I'm living in now. Boy. It's funny. I don't even get it. It's weird. It's such a weird thing to be just... I just don't get it. It's like you just go out and just they pay for these meals and drinks and spending hundreds of quid. And I just don't get it. Like, I'm not going to change how I approach work, you know, but if they're going to pay for me, fair enough.
Yeah, but was it your own company or was it like a client?
No, so we were the client. It was a contract.
Yeah, that's what they do. Yeah. They butt you up. They. I mean, rightly or wrongly, they think if I take him out and I buy him a nice steak.
Yeah.
They probably looked at you and thought, he looks like a geezer that enjoys his grub. And if I take him out and spend 250 quid on a steak, he's more likely to...
Well, it's just how it goes. It was my little team as well. And it's just kind of what happens in... facilities management, like with big buildings, apparently
private sector as well.
We wouldn't get that in public sector.
We don't get anyone spending anything.
No, well, there's no need to. Do you know what I mean? Because you're not really tendering out and stuff.
Well, exactly.
Still good though. Yeah, it's been a bit fragile today. And last night was at just like some comics went out for a drink and stuff. So I was out there, you know.
Local.
It was an Angel. Yes, nice. It wasn't too bad. Yeah, got home in a reasonable time. Little Domino's on the way back.
Nice. Yeah, I was running around doing Christmas stuff, buying wrapping paper, buying cards, picking up last minute presents, writing down lists of people I need to still buy for. And if you could see the tree, you'd see there's still no presents under it. So that's how my week.
Still a bit early.
Here we go. So this is my dog Lily.
So just for the audios, for the audios.
Yeah, my dog has just plonked herself in between us.
Yeah.
And it's because Chris has left a packet of biscuits 2 inches from him.
Yeah.
And she is now absolutely fixated on the packet of biscuits that are about 6 inches
from
him.
Looks like she's looking at the camera.
So today's episode, we're going to talk about Christmas. We're going to talk about Christmas.
It's Christmas.
What are we today? It's the 17th today, so we're about 8 days away.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about not... whether we like Christmas. I think we've both agreed. We both quite like Christmas.
Yeah. It's probably been a journey over time about liking it, then not liking it, and, you know, all those things in between.
We both like Christmas. We both do agree, though, that it's all got a bit ridiculous in the last few years. I wore my Christmas jumper on Thursday because it was work Christmas jumper day. There was like blokes coming in dressed as elves and stuff like that. I just whacked on a Christmas jumper. That was enough for me.
But... yeah, some people over the top.
Yeah. But yeah, so I guess first of all, what are like our Christmases when you was a kid? What are some memories you have of like growing up?
Do you know, the earliest memories, right, I always remember, we had my mum would always put all the presents in this massive red Santa sack.
Yeah.
But it had... do you remember, what were they called? It was after Beano, I think. It was like Nasher and something or other.
Dennis the Menace.
Dennis the Menace and Nasher.
Yeah.
They had their pictures on it. And I always thought that they had something to do with Christmas. Because my mum would say, oh, yeah, they help them, they help Santa out with all the presents and things like that. And I always just remember, like, in the morning, because my mum, when it came to presents, she was very, very good. She would always just keep it away. And as soon as, you know, you'd go to sleep and you'd wake up and then all the presents were there.
Same. So, did you look for presents when you was a kid?
No.
Because I'm... Yeah, you...
Oh, my God. If I found... Yeah, if I found the nearest present before I needed to, my mum would probably just throw them away.
Yeah, no, see, I was never one. Like, I remember going into school and people were going like, oh, yeah, I searched through my mum's wardrobe and stuff looking for presents. I was never like that. I was never one to go over. I don't know whether... I think in my head I didn't want to like ruin the surprise of Christmas Day itself.
Of course.
But
of course.
I can remember Christmases growing up. And this is why I think I look at Christmas a little bit different now as an adult. Because I think Christmas will never be beaten. Like, when I was a kid, Christmas was just unbelievable.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
there would be like 15 of us for Christmas dinner on Christmas Day. And then like we'd always do Christmas Day with my mum's family. And then Boxing Day with my dad's family.
Mm.
And on Christmas Day, we'd have like my uncles, my cousins and everyone from my mum's side come around. There'd be like 12, 15 of us. And my nan and granddad were still around. And then we'd always get loads of presents. And then on Boxing Day, we'd go around to either my dad's sisters or my dad's brothers. And I never really got Boxing Day as like an 8-year-old. I'd be like, why do blokes love Boxing Day?
Yeah,
so
much? Why Boxing? Why,
yeah, whereas now, boxing? Obviously, I know.
What does Boxing Day mean? Why is it Boxing?
So, Boxing Day...
Oh, you know the
because,
answer.
Yeah, I do know the answer. Okay. It's because back in the day, it was when you used to leave a box out for all of your tradesmen. So, you used to leave a box out for your milkman, a box out...
Like a box of presents, you mean?
Yeah, like, oh, you know, you'd get them a little something. Yeah, just get them a little something. Oh, you'd leave a box out for the milkman.
That was back when people didn't work on Christmas Day.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And, so you'd just leave all your boxes out, and that's why it's called Boxing Day.
Mm. Was your parents together when you was a kid? Did you ever have big family ones together?
Yeah, so we'd have two big family ones, but there would be... So, when I was really young, when I was like 7 or 8, we'd go over to my dad's sister Billy's in, she lived over in West London.
Mm.
And she was like the archetypal Irish mum. Like she would put, and she worked for M&S as well. So like we would go over and we would just get, yeah. Well, like, I think it was either they got a discount or just everything.
5-finger discount.
Yeah, no. She was a good Catholic woman. She wouldn't have nicked it. My dad's brothers, on the other hand, would have robbed the place from top to bottom. But my dad's sisters, it's very weird. My dad's sisters are mostly just very law-abiding, respectful people. My dad's brothers, wrong ends.
Yeah.
Like, it's, but yeah, like, we would go around and there'd just be like, just this fucking spread, like nothing. There might only be like 8 people there, but there'd be like... enough food to feed about 50 people. And then obviously you'd have the horse racing, the football, occasionally the rugby. If it was the Ashes, there'd always be a test on Boxing Day. Like, there'd just be sport all day. So I would love it as... Because you know when you're a kid, you just like to be around people, don't you? Like, you just get excited to see people.
Well, not me. Not how I was brought up with it.
What, you didn't get excited when someone come around? Or like...
Well, who would come round? It would be like my mum's mates and stuff. So I guess maybe on occasions here and there. But
I just remember I'd be buzzing just for anyone to come round. And then as we got a little bit older, we'd go to my auntie Elaine's. Like, there'd always be something on Christmas Day, something on Boxing Day.
Yeah.
And it was just amazing. And then as you get older, I guess people grow up and get their own families and people move away. And it just got a little bit low key. But we always still do something on Boxing Day. Like, you've been up to my mum's on Boxing Day before.
Mm.
Just for the sort of festivities, but it's just not as good. It's not as, I think in my head it's never going to be as good now as when I was a kid.
Yeah, but that's because you're not a kid anymore. I mean, part of it is like, you know, believing in Santa, presents, the because the thing is, when you were kids, I don't know, like it just seemed like there's just endless amount of presents under the tree, and as you get older, it's like it just starts creeping closer and closer to the tree.
Yeah, until
you know, and all of a sudden there's just 5 envelopes on the floor.
Yeah, with 50 quid.
Yeah, and there's, you know, it's a fucking voucher.
Or until you get, you maybe get one Michael McIntyre DVD.
Which is something you ain't too interested in. But my Christmas for me was different because we had a small, we've got a small family and we never joined up with other, like my mum's aunties or uncles and stuff. So it was always just us. It was just me, my brothers and my mum for the most part. Maybe one or two others would come here and there, but it was always quite quiet. You know, maybe a little bit boring, certainly as we got older, it started to get a bit more like that. Mainly what would happen is one of the presents would be is that we'd get like a new computer game. Nice. So then me and Matthew would probably spend the entire day just playing that. But I always found, you know, it's weird. I don't know how much to say about it really, but it, Christmas used to be a little bit stressful for me sometimes, like especially with the gift giving, because you know, my mum was a single, you know, single mum, you know, doing what she can for her four boys and stuff. Because my birthday is like literally 4 weeks before Christmas, I don't know, I felt like always my mum would always try her best, but you could tell that she just had a bit of strain because of the financial aspects of it. So there was always a bit of tension around Christmas time. So it was always a bit like, you know.
And also years. You're a twin as well, so it wasn't just one birthday that was 4 weeks before. It was two birthdays.
And then, you know, my older brother and my younger brother. Yeah, I think looking back on it, it's like, it was just, I guess maybe my mum had a bit of stress because of obviously, you know, I don't know, you know what it's like when you're in a financial place where it's just like a burden, isn't it? But my mum constantly was moving money around when we were kids because, you know, that's what she had to do. But
even now, you don't want to be dropping hundreds and hundreds. It's more expensive it's not expensive as a kid, but you don't want to be spending like I'll probably spend 20-30 quid on people. Like I like on each person, I'm only buying for like four people. But you imagine you had two kids now, you don't want to be going and on top of like the Christmas drinks, the Christmas nights.
But then
out,
you had to go out and buy the presents. It's not like you can do it as a point of convenience where, you know, now we can do it online pretty much and it all just gets sent to your house. You had to go out, so it was like, when are you going to find the time? But Christmas, there was a period of time where I loved Christmas as a kid, because of every, like, I loved food, there was always food all day, do you know what I mean?
It's
like, by the time you get to dinner, you're fucking full anyway, and then you've got, like, massive amounts of food. We never had turkey, because obviously turkey's dog shit. You know,
turkey is dog shit, but we always had turkey.
No, always turkey
on Christmas Day.
No, never.
Boxing Day was when all the other meats come out. This year I'm going to my mum's, and I've said, like, do a turkey, because you like to do a turkey, because it's traditional, I get that, but do like a gammon or something, or a beef joint.
Pork or beef
Love a beef joint. Do you remember when we done a beef joint here?
Yeah, we did a good one.
About 2-3 years ago, we did a beef joint here on Boxing Day.
Yeah,
and that was unbelievable. We actually followed the recipe, whereas I feel like my mum just put some meat in there.
Well, she's an old Irish woman.
Half English.
My mum can't cook either.
Really? Yeah.
No, my mum can't cook for sure.
No, my mum can't.
Yeah. I love her. She says that she gets annoyed when I say that, but she's really good at roasts and roast potatoes, so Christmas dinner is always quite good, but otherwise cooking.
Yeah, my mum has a limited repertoire. Like, she's done everything for us in terms of, like, providing for us and everything, but cooking, she's very, very limited in terms of what she can do. Like, she can do a good spaghetti bolognese, good lasagna, decent shepherd's pie, and a roast dinner, and a fryer. I've got to say one funny story about my mum, right? So my missus' brother's like a chef. Like, I don't mean like a chef in a pub, a proper chef. Yeah. Like, he's cooked in restaurants where Gordon Ramsay's come into the kitchen and all that. So when he comes over to stay,
swearing at him, fuck off.
Yeah, no, he said in real life he's really alright actually. Yeah. Like, but anyway, he came over about 2 years ago, and he was like, all right, I want to cook for your mum. So I said, fine. My mum comes around, he cooks this. I can't even remember what he cooked, but it was like proper fancy, like restaurant quality meal. And this is on, like, say, the Wednesday, and he's going home back to America on, like, the Saturday. So he's cooked this like, slap-up meal, like, three courses, like, unbelievable. One of the best dinners I've ever had. As we're finishing, my mum's like, oh, I'm going to cook for you. Like, let me cook you something traditional. Me and Seth are looking at each other like, fucking hell. Obviously, him being American and being polite, he's like, yeah, man, that'll be great. We'll do it tomorrow night. So the next night, we go around to my mum's, and she makes a risotto, and you can tell she proper tried, like, she got the fancy plates out. And anyway, just as we're finishing, he breaks his fucking tooth on an overcooked bit of rice. So that night, at 11 at night, I'm sitting in fucking Finchley, because it was the nearest emergency dentist, waiting for him to get his what's it called? It weren't...
Crown.
The crown, waiting to get his crown refit. It cost him about 350 quid.
Oh, God.
And we had to get it done there and there. It was just a temporary one until he got back to America. But yeah, that's the funniest cooking story about my mum. She actually broke someone's tooth.
Yeah.
Who she was trying to. It was an overcooked bit of rice.
Mm.
Well, I don't know. When rice is overcooked, is it?
No, it'd be undercooked. It'd be
one
of
the two. One of the two. One of the two. And he still swears down, oh, no, it's a great dinner. It's a great night.
I'm sure he's a nice guy.
Cost you 500 quid.
You get that. It was a terrible meal.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about mums and cooking. But do you know what? We had a period where Christmas was just boring at my house, and it was more like going into late teens, early 20s sort of stuff.
Exactly the same as me.
But I purposefully felt like I just started buying all my family like presents. I bought them all 3 presents each, and I just started doing it. And then gradually over time, it just kind of, we all start buying presents for each other now. And, you know, it's just nice to have a few gifts under there. And because I don't know, like for me, you know, I'm not cheap. I spend money and I shouldn't, but I never really, I'm more willing to pay like £50 for a pair of headphones for someone as a present than do yourself. That for myself.
Yeah. What headphones do you use, by the way?
I've got these like ones from Amazon. They're like £15.
Are they wireless? Or
yeah, wireless. They wrap around, that sort of stuff.
Oh, so I got Seth, just headphones. It blows my mind how much headphones are, right?
Yes.
And I bought, like, Seth wanted like a pair of AirPods, so I bought it for her. And so I just literally got her old ones with a string that she was using, the old iPod headphones, and I'm like, the old iPhone headphones, yeah. And I'm like, do you know what? When they break, I'll get another pair. But no way am I paying like £190 AirPods.
AirPods are mad, though.
Even the ones that go over your head, like the big Bose ones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're still over a oneer. Oh, I just massive. Think for headphones, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, that's just what it is, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Hopefully people will be listening to this on some pretty good headphones.
Maybe if there's anyone who's a headphone salesman listening to this,
yeah,
we're open to sponsors. Like at the minute, we're getting about 50 listeners a week. But
that's not bad.
We're hoping to get even
still, the quality shit, I'm still getting 50.
Exactly. And yeah, on the it being shit, that's exactly how I would describe it. Like up to probably yeah, for people just on audio, the dog has now left the building.
Someone at the door, she's going on there.
Nah,
though.
Unless it's like an Amazon delivery. She won't, she'll start going mental if that's saying that, but it's fine. So if my Christmas is, I'd say up to probably 16. What, amazing.
Yeah.
Like so great, like we'd see my mum's family, we'd see my dad's family, and then like you said, when I got to probably late teens, early 20s, from probably 16 onwards, Christmas was shit, but we'd always go, we'd start going football on Boxing Day, so we'd go to either Arsenal, or we'd go over to Orient, or we'd go, you know, we'd just go to somewhere.
You're doing stuff, it's like we just didn't do stuff, you know.
We'd always go football on Boxing Day if there was a game on, and then it got better, as I then got into my mid-20s and started like appreciating Boxing Day. And we still don't have big Christmases really anymore. I went to America a couple of times with Seth's family, which was all right, but they do it a bit, it just felt weird. They do it a bit differently.
Yeah, they're American. They're really different.
But also they're Latin as well. They celebrate it on Christmas Eve. And also they get, I've never been a big one to
buy some beans for Christmas. Yeah. What are you doing?
I've never been one to go out and get fucked on Christmas Eve.
I was gonna ask that at some point. Yeah, like, have you ever? Someone asked me that yesterday. Are you going out for Christmas Eve? And there are a lot of people that's the thing, isn't it? You know, and like one of our mates, his family, it's always like, all right. Well, I'll just say it was Mark, innit?
Yeah, well, I was gonna say it's obviously Mark.
Like, yeah, it's Mark. Obviously,
like, it's Mark. Not only does he like drinking, I know his mum and dad like drinking as well.
But it's his whole family, so he'll go over to like family and that. And you know, it's all together kind of thing. And massive amount of people, but it would be on Christmas Day. So they'll do Christmas Eve drinks, but on Christmas Day as well, you know, while everyone's cooking, all the lads would go to the pub and...
Wow, man.
Is that how yours was as well?
So...
That concept to me, because obviously growing up with just a mum that never drank or socialised, I didn't realise people did that until I was like much older.
So the funny thing is, my granddad is a person... Who,
that's good, he's a person.
Yeah, no, he's a person who had a drink every day of his life. Every day. But I never saw him drunk once, right? Every day.
Well, maybe you never seen him sober.
Maybe I never seen him sober.
You know, you never know.
So, yeah, he would go out for a pint. This is every day of the year. He would go out for a pint at about 11 in the morning, midday.
Yeah.
He'd have a pint at lunchtime. Yeah. He would then go about his day. And he would then go for about 2 pints. But it would always be like, it was either exactly 2 or exactly 2.5. Like, he'd get halfway there.
Your granddad's a functional alcoholic.
Well, every day. And then be over by 7:30 for his dinner. So on Christmas Day, about 11:30 midday, my dad and my granddad would disappear. They'd be back by maybe like, Christmas dinner would be at 3, for example. They'd come back at 3. One year, my granddad Alan come back at 3 and Tommy was not there, and he was like, oh, he said he's just going to have one more. And obviously my mum started to, my mum started flapping because she knows when Tommy Duffy says he's having one more, like, it's not. It's not just one more. Anyway, and I was too young. I was too young to, young to remember this, but apparently he turned up at about five, but he brought someone back from the fucking pub.
He'd, a bloke or? A
random fucking bloke. Just some random drunk from the pub. Legend. And was like, yeah, he ain't got no one to have Christmas dinner with, so I've brought him back here. So the whole of my family, like 10, 12 of them, have sat there having Christmas dinner with some random fucking alcoholic from the pub that he knows.
That's very sweet of him.
No, my mum was furious.
Of course she was. I know what your mum's like. Mum. She would have been... But look, I would imagine she wouldn't have said anything at the time, right?
No.
Is that right?
Yeah, correct.
And then later, just like... Or when... If they're out in the dining room, she'd go into the kitchen and be like, what the fuck is your...
What the fuck?
I can imagine that, innit?
That was exactly what happened. But apparently, like, my dad's obviously like...
He's bloody ruined Christmas.
Yeah. But apparently he was... He's obviously had five or six pints and started to play, decided to play the Good Samaritan.
Yeah.
And has thought, oh, he's on his own for Christmas. Not realising the reason he is on his own for Christmas is he's an alcoholic.
Fucking murderer.
Yeah, fucking... Yeah, lunatic. What's happened to your...
What have I just done now?
I don't know.
Does that...
That's gone back to zero.
Does it only record a certain amount of time? We just had a stop there, don't mind about that.
Are we just carrying on?
Yeah, fuck it.
You're gonna need to use some editing skills to get that back to
That's alright.
That's alright, it's alright, it's all still there.
So he
would come back with some, he came back with some random drunk. But yeah, the blokes would all go every year. The blokes would disappear to the pub about midday and they'd be back about three for dinner. Mm. Again, I don't really do that. Like, I don't really see the point of just going out and having two. I'd rather just drink indoors. But I think it's just a...
I think it's just a tradition. I just think it's the way it goes for some people. It's like, you know, again, I've never really been... I didn't grow up with that. But then as I've gotten a bit older... You know, I think with Mark, Arson and Sat. And I remember one time, actually, I think I've been maybe Christmas Eve drinks a couple times, but it was one in particular where afterwards I was like, I'm not doing this again. Like,
we should just fuck on Christmas Day.
Absolutely. I mean, we must have left. It was at the Keys, at the old Keys, down Holloway Road.
Horrible place there.
Must have got home around 6:30 in the morning.
Place had like a sticky carpet as well.
No.
It's horrible.
The Keys was great. RIP the Keys. But it was just a write-off. You know, I was in bed till about 4:30 in the afternoon. I could barely eat Christmas dinner. It was just an absolute shit show. And to be fair to my mum, like, I was just surprised as well. She weren't even that fussed. But I just felt so bad. Oh, God. God, it might be in somewhere like 18, 19, 20, 21. Something like that.
My brother used to do that. My younger brother, I used to just get fucked on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, but you know, you can expect that from him. Yeah, really, let's be real. You know, I'm not. You know, my mum is a. You know, I don't know. I'm just surprised, but I just felt so horrible, and I just thought there's no point to that. I actually really like on Christmas Day. I'm always like the first one up outside of my mum, and then I'll usually go downstairs, and then I'll take a present that she bought for me and for her, and it would always be us doing the first gift exchange. And then as everyone's coming down in the morning for breakfast and stuff, I'll start making sure everyone's got their presents and whatnot. Only in the last few years, I don't know, I just felt like it was good to have for us to just actually start giving each other presents and things like that, which is so off key for me, isn't it? You know what I mean? You know what I'm like?
Yeah, I think when you grow up without... Like, cause I used to basically never have money up till when I was like 16. I used to paper round and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but I never used to have money to actually buy people presents. So when I got to the point where I was working and I had a bit more dough to buy people, it is nice to treat people. The only problem is with me, my mum's so difficult to buy for.
Oh, who isn't?
You know, all mums. Whereas I feel like women always say blokes are difficult to buy for. But for me, just buy me a vintage football shirt. All chip in. And buy me a vintage football shirt or something.
There's fundamentally a gap. See, but, you know, look, this isn't here to... I don't want to get us cancelled here. I don't want to say anything too inflammatory.
Yeah.
I do think there are some differences between men and women. And one of them is gift giving. And I just don't understand where some women... I just don't get it. Because I think we're both hard to buy presents for each other, but at least from a man's side, it is that simple. Like, you're not listening to what I'm saying. Just buy me something I can use.
Yeah, buy me
something that's useful. Buy me a top. Buy me some socks. Buy me something that is safe.
Baseball cap.
Buy me something useful. Buy me a spray. Stop overthinking it. Don't buy me an experience. I don't want to book annual leave to do the fucking gift. All right? You know, and it's I actually think that you know, at least when in the relationships that I've been, this might sound bad as well. I think one of the problems that sometimes women have with buying presents is that they think too much about themselves. They're like, I think they'll like this.
I'll like this, so they'll like it.
No, it's just like, oh, I would imagine Chris would like this, but why would I like this?
Well, yeah, I used to be really scared of flying, like fucking petrified to the point where I couldn't enjoy a flight. In fact, you've been on a flight with me where I've been flapping. Like, once I started working in the aviation industry, I got better. But when I was about 23, 24, I used to be fucking petrified. Like, I'd be silent in the airport, like that sort of. And my ex-missus thought it'd be a good idea to buy me a fucking flying experience to get over my fear.
Yeah.
And I know that her thinking was, well, if I'm going to have to get on a plane with him, I don't want him to be, you know, drinking 6 pints before he gets on and, like, focusing out the window, like, silent for 2.5 hours. So she bought me a fucking Virgin flying experience where you have to go up in one of them little fucking washing machine aeroplanes.
Yeah. And it was like, oh, but I just remember you saying something about flying.
Yeah.
I said that I don't like it. What are you on about?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And the thing that really stresses me out actually about it is because I'm like, I'm the worst to buy gifts for. You know, because I can't, I find it very hard to pretend. It's like, oh, like, I remember one of my exes, she bought me like a stocking filler of a whole bunch of things. We never did stockings growing up as well.
Yeah, none of them did we, although we do have now.
But and in there, it was just utter tat, right? And one of the, like, one of them was, I've still got it in my cupboard. It was like this basting thing for, like, you know, to put on a roast chicken for roast.
What?
But it was, it wasn't even like a special one. It was Sainsbury's Taste the Difference.
Like, what, like a paste or like a...
Yeah, just like a, you know, you put it on the chicken, you put it in the oven, and it's some kind of like chicken based. Yeah.
Why would you want that?
Well, I was me, innit? And she got really upset by the fact that I was like, this is, when would I use this? Because I make my own, like when I cook, I make my own stuff all the time.
And also, you don't really make Christmas dinner, either.
I don't make Christmas dinner, but I really don't use sauces and stuff like that. And I was chatting to my twin, and I was like, I remember having this conversation with him. He's like, I just don't understand why she is so upset by the fact that I didn't receive it in the way that she wanted to. She bought me a bag full of tat, right? Just random stuff that made no sense. Terry's chocolate orange. I don't like Terry's chocolate
orange. I fucking hate chocolate
orange. It's so fucking overrated, right? And everyone gets it around Christmas time. It's not very good, all right? And then he was saying, well, you just need to pretend in it. Oh, I can't wait to use this. I'm going to make it for us and da da da. And I'm like, all right, I guess that's the... You just got to show a level of excitement, even if you don't like the present, I guess.
Yeah, see, I get that completely. See, the thing is, my mum went through a stage of just giving me and my brother money.
Yeah,
and we'll go through that. And I don't like that. I think it's very easy for someone to just give someone money. Even if the person says they want money, right? You give me 250 quid, right? It's basically saying, here's the money I was going to spend on your present, but I can't be bothered to go and actually find something you like. And my mum knows me. She knows what I like, right? So even now, my mum goes, oh, I'm just going to give Miles money, like my brother. Like, I'm just going to give him money.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm a bit like, nah, get
maybe
me
maybe at this age it's not, but I think we're like, because of my nephew, he's 15 now, isn't it? And I've consciously thought, actually, this is the time in
that's
his
hilarious,
life.
By the way. I still thought that kid was like 8.
Mad, didn't it? Fucking big man's out here. He's fucking super jacked as well. The guy's going to bang me up soon. Goodness me, he's a really nice kid, but he's Chris. I know, 15, isn't it? Man. I know. 36 this year, isn't it?
Yeah, go on.
I actually think he's getting to that age where money is the best thing for him.
Because,
you know, he has a lot of clothes and stuff anyway. You know, you can't, it's much easier to buy gifts. But do you not remember there's a period where, you know, you're in your mid-teens and you've not got a job yet, pocket money is all you get. When I'd get fucking 50 quid, 100 quid, a couple hundred quid for my birthday or Christmas, I was fucking buzzing. Oh my God, I had money in my pocket. Because you never had. Now, as we're adults, even if, you know, whether it's credit or whatever, like, we could go out and buy whatever the fuck we want now. That, for me, that's the start of the period where at least it's like, oh, you're trusting me with money to go out and spend it, you know. And
also
it's just nice to have some money in your pocket.
I also think that's when Christmas gets a bit worse. Because
it does.
Because when you're 11, you can't go out and buy a fucking Stretch Armstrong or, you know, like some toy or some football shirt that you want. You know, if I want a football shirt and I'm 11, I ain't got 50 quid to go and buy a football shirt. But when I'm 25, if I want something, like if I desperately want something, I go online and I open a tab and I get it up. At the minute, it's the Fiorentina home shirt. It's purple. It's so nice. And I've got it there. It's 103 quid.
Ooh.
I know. And I think, can I justify spending 103? But at some point, I'll either look at it on payday or I'll win a bet or something. And I think, fuck it, I'm having that. And I'll order a Fiorentina shirt. But the difference is when you're 12, you can't do that. And I think that's when Christmas loses its magic. Because anything you desperately want, if you got it in your head, driving, did you drive here or get a tube today?
Drive.
Right, so if you, when you're driving home today, if you get it in your head that I really, really want one of them fucking rip-off Arsenal tracksuit zip-ups, that are very smart, but 120 quid, you know the ones I'm talking about?
Yeah.
If you get that in your head, you'll put it to the back of your mind. And then in 3 days' time, you might think about it again.
Yeah.
And if you're still thinking about it next payday, you're going to buy that. Even though you know it's a rip-off, you're going to buy it for yourself. Because you're going to be like, I need to
fucking also, because no one else will.
Like, no one else is going to drop,
going back to earlier, it's like, I try and drop hints like about what I want in it.
Yeah. You know
what I mean, there was a few things I was saying this year where I was just mentioning it. And then, you know, obviously, never got any of those for my birthday. And I definitely won't get any of those for Christmas. I was like, just listen to what I'm saying.
Did you not make a Christmas?
Bella, listen to what he's saying. Fiorentina top.
did you used to make a list when you were a kid?
Nah.
Oh no, so we used to do the whole Father Christmas thing, make a list.
We never. My mum never did. You know, Santa was a thing, but she never over egged it. It weren't like, leave some milk and cookies.
No, no. My mum fucking.
Did she do all that?
Oh, there was a geezer that in her head and in our head. There was a fucking 70-year-old geezer with a white beard coming down our chimney every night. And we would leave, the funny thing, we'd leave like milk, cookies, a carrot for the reindeers, and a fucking scotch. And obviously scotch was smile bad, just like Bosch. But
nightcap.
I think it might have been on Twitter. Someone was like, leaving this out for Santa tonight. And it was like a scotch, a cigar, and a line of gear. Fuck's sake. I don't know whether they showed it to their kids or whatever.
That's funny.
Yeah, no, my mum would fully, she even reckons, I don't know if I believe this or if it's just her being her, she reckons that when she was actually doing the putting the presents in the sack and everything and leaving them out, that she'd make my dad or her dress up as Santa. So in case we ran downstairs, that we'd actually think it was him. And this went on till, I think she told me Santa weren't real, in maybe year 5 or 6. So I was, obviously by the time I was 10, I'm majorly asking questions.
I don't know if she, it's weird with stuff like that. I don't know if I was ever told Santa wasn't real. You just kind of figure it out.
Yeah.
I probably held on.
We should probably say, if anyone's got a kid in the car, they should probably not have listened to that.
Yeah, I mean, this is how you learn, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is how you learn.
But yeah, I was probably 9 or 10.
Yeah.
But obviously, by the time I was 9, I was majorly asking questions.
Do you remember, I'm trying to think myself, but do you remember any gifts that you got that you just absolutely loved? Or I'm trying to think, like, I remember some, it's hard to remember whether they were birthday or Christmas gifts, but I'm trying to think, one year we got a pool table. That was pretty sweet.
We got a pool table one year as well. Yeah. That is, for a kid.
It's a banging
present. That is a banging present.
But yeah, we were... And, you know, we had that table for years, and then when we moved house, we had it in our garage. That's why I'm pretty good at pool, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
You got a pool table as a kid?
Yeah.
Why are you so bad at it?
I'm not bad at it.
You're not good at sports.
I used to always find pool quite... I find pool boring, isn't it?
Because you're not good at it?
No, it's not that. It's just boring. It's just boring. It's worse
you're not good at it.
It's worse than darts.
Well, but you love darts.
I don't really. I like playing darts. I don't really like watching darts.
Oh, you mean like watching it? Even Paul watching it?
Just snooker or pool. I just don't watch boring. Like my old man and my brother would play.
The World Championship sponsored by Paddy Power now, eh? You've seen this on TV now.
I haven't watched any. Yeah. I will when it gets, if it, New Year's Day, if it's on, I'll watch the final. Yeah, but when I was playing, none of the players are still. You know, like the top 10 in the world now is completely different.
Oh, I don't even know who these guys are.
Yeah, the funny thing is some of the guys
I know we're going off. Actually, I suppose it's not, because darts is Christmas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some, when I was on the challenge tour, some of the blokes who are now like in the top.
For those who don't know, sorry, Rory was once a professional darts player.
I was not a professional darts player.
He was on TV though.
I was on TV, but you know, not bad for someone who ain't good at sports. But you know,
play football and darts and that.
Yeah, I can play football, darts, that. I'm not bad at tennis either. I haven't played cricket for years. I'm thinking of booking that that Nets experience
I'm busy.
Yeah, you ain't going to that. I'm thinking of doing that. But yeah, I'm not bad at pool anyway. It's not like I get fucking seven balled. In the end I just get bored and just start whacking things.
It's not even that. How can you get bored? It's like a 5 minute game.
But it's not. It's just not. It's boring.
Yeah.
It's boring because. You so rarely, any sport where you have so little success, right, is boring.
I don't have little success.
No, but you do though, because how often have you, like me and you have played pool a number of times, right? Yeah. And if we played five games, you'd probably beat me 5-1 or 5-2, right? Yeah. Right, because you are a better pool player than me. Yeah. I accept that.
Thank you.
But if me and you played darts under proper circumstances, and we played first to 10, I'd beat you 10-0, 10-0. If I was, like... Like, probably. If I was playing properly, you would not.
Fame.
Yeah, you did beat me. Fame, you took a leg off me once.
Yeah,
but also it was like
I think that was like 11 darts.
It weren't 11. Was it was about 14.
Yeah,
like,
it was mad.
It was one of them freak things where I'm playing like solid. The darts are going straight. I'm going 16, and then you've just started going 140. 100 out of fucking nowhere,
and then
you
went start finish,
and then and I think you hit like 108 or something. Yeah. I was like, no, fuck this, and then you went back to normal the leg after, which was the weirdest thing. I was like, what? Just it was like you was overtaken by the ghost of Michael Van Gogh, the ghost of Eric Bristow took over your body for 30 seconds.
This is why I think if I played a sport from a child, I'd be phenomenal, because it doesn't matter what game I've ever played, there will be at some point where I'm just in a zone. And I will just do something that is
that really happens good. That happens to
because some people will never just do that by accident. But no, like you know,
no, no you're an for someone who doesn't play darts, you're an above average dart player.
Yeah, I'd like to think so. If I go to flight club, like I'm going to be up there in the and I usually am.
But but anyway, for me, sports where you have such little success bore me. So golf, it's why I can't play golf. It's
tough. Yeah.
Like Mark has got better and better at golf over the last few years since he's been playing. But I've spoke to him about it. He went through months of like going around and like fuck doing terrible. Like he maybe only hit three good shots in a whole round.
Yeah.
My brain wouldn't allow
it's
me to play something for 4 hours and only hit three good shots. Yeah. Like I would be fucking
you
furious.
Honestly, even at this level, like I get what you're saying, because like, I've been around golf courses and stuff, and it's like it's just a drain.
Yeah,
because it's just an absolute drain. You really got to figure out ways to be happy with just hitting the one or two
shots.
Yeah,
I mean, Miles used to play on the Euro Pro Tour, and he can pick up a set of golf clubs, and he can, on a bad round, he can go around in 85. Like, which, I don't even know, if the par's 70, he'll usually go around in 5 or 6 over on a bad round, and he's gone around and broke par, and he only plays probably a dozen times a year now.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand why someone like that would enjoy playing golf, but to go around in like, I remember going with Shane, Jack Lustig, and Rob Murphy about 3 years ago, summer, nice day, and we went for a round of golf, and I played well for about the first few three holes.
That must
holes.
Have been the fucking shittest foursome of all time.
Honestly, it's fucking absolutely dreadful. Ruined it for it was everyone. Fucking rubbish. It was fucking rubbish. We was all at that age where we're like, we're 30 now, we should probably start playing golf. And it was just shit. It was just, and he got to stage by about 8 holes, like, Lustig tried to run me over with the golf cart.
Yeah,
and just like because we were just so bad. Like I did I parred a par 3, which I'm buzzing about, right? Because it's hard to get a par when you're shit at golf. But I remember chipping to the back, like hitting. My problem is the driver. The driver can go fucking anywhere.
I can't hit.
Just any sport where you get such little success. Like I know for a fact I can pick up a set of darts and go into my spare room now and give me half hour to warm up. And I'll throw an 18 to 21 dart leg.
Yeah.
And if I'm playing badly, a 24 or 27 dart leg. But I'm very, very, very rarely going over 30 darts, even though I haven't thrown a dart probably in 6 months.
It's muscle memory, isn't it?
Yeah, it's muscle memory. And I know if I practice, I'm going out in 20 or under every, like most legs. I'm averaging around 75. But these people that go out every fucking Wednesday or Friday night playing a pub darts league and throw fucking 45 dart legs, I used to look at them when I used to play in local leagues, and I used to look at them and go, why do you fucking bother, mate?
Because like, there's a strong chance, right? And correct me if I'm wrong, but are they idiots?
No, because they don't even think they're good. The ones that think they're good are idiots.
Like,
some of them,
if you were to have a conversation, you'd be like, not like they're bad people, be like, that guy's pretty thick. Like, it's not going to be like a guy that's super successful or anything, really.
We will do
you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. We will do an episode on darts one day on my darts experience. Okay. And I'll honestly tell you, hand on heart, I've never met so many stupid people in all my life. Yeah, right? Yeah. In all my life.
Even the ones on TV.
I don't mean that in a disparaging way. Like,
it's kind of hard not to.
I don't mean that in a disparaging way. I just mean...
You are all stupid, thick as shit.
I mean, even using a word like disparaging would get a funny look.
Yeah, they probably think you're thinking about vegetables.
Exactly. Yeah.
Do you have an opinion? I don't know why I want to ask it. Do you have an opinion on like the World Darts Champion and Christmas? Like, I feel like you must have some kind of opinion. I feel like you wouldn't like it for some reason. The fact that it's done over Christmas.
No, I love that it's done over Christmas. Yeah. I think that...
Do you think it's the right time of year for it?
Yes, 100%. I remember it. So obviously darts has been big in my house since I was growing up,
yeah.
And I used to love the fact that you'd watch the PDC all through. Or
was it always during Christmas?
Always during Christmas. Since the first World Darts Championship, the dawn of time, was 1978. Was the first World Darts Championship, and I believe Leighton Rees beat John Lowe. That's a bit of trivia for you.
There you go.
And
everyone listening, our 50 listeners have just turned
it
off.
And it was over. It was from like the 20th of December to like the 1st of January or something, or it might have been just after. But the reason they would do it, I think, is because the Windmill World Masters, which was like the secondary competition, used to be between November and December. And the reason they do it is, so if you're an American and you're a dart player, you don't have to keep coming backwards and forwards, or you're an Australian, you can come over in November, you can stay till Christmas, you can play in both tournaments, and then you can go back. I think that's the reason they did it. I love the fact that it's over Christmas. I love the fact that everybody gets involved in darts. I think the things that ruin it, like everything, like every minority sport in this country,
ooh,
the thing that's ruined it is the Premier League. And the Premier League is now so big and on too so much that no one's watching or playing cricket. Less people are watching darts. Obviously, I love football and I love watching football.
Yeah.
But the Premier League now is like, football's almost becoming like a fucking 10-month a year, 11-month.
Well, aren't we the only big league which
don't have over Christmas? Yeah, plays like, over Christmas.
How does every other fucking league manage it?
Yeah.
It really frustrates me, not even just from a fantasy football standpoint, because obviously a lot of turnover, but like, it can't be good for the fucking players.
No, it's fucking terrible for the players.
And also to watch it, it's like, I'd love to know who watches every fucking game across the Christmas period, because it's so much. We're all doing other things as well.
I think a lot of it's just like blokes who sit in pubs.
Has to be.
And just fucking like 14-year-olds.
Yeah.
Like 14-year-olds who ain't even paying for it. They're watching a dodgy screen. But
maybe.
I think it's terrible for the fact that it used to be Boxing Day, you'd watch the football, but there'd be like just the 3 o'clock games. One of them would be on TV. Then the horse racing would go on. And then at night, the Ashes would start. And that's enough.
Would you like football on Christmas Day?
No.
Because you know how, like, one of the things I like about Christmas
basketball.
Day is watching NBA basketball.
Yeah, but I think that's the reason.
And it's good for us because actually it's much later on in the evening. So once everything's done, cool. 5, 7, 8 o'clock, the NBA starts.
Yeah.
And so that's like my evening.
Yeah, well, do you know
if it was 12 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I'd probably struggle.
Yeah, well, the funny thing is the reason I got into the NBA, and I'm nowhere near as much into it as you are, but I'm not even that much into it as much as I used to. No.
I was actually thinking this on drive here. I think my number one sport at the moment is NFL.
Yeah.
It's great.
We should do a fucking podcast on the NFL as well. Yeah, we need to be writing these down.
All these fucking Seahawks losers.
Yeah. I know we've got off subject, but we'll carry on.
I've got a question to ask actually.
We'll crack on anyway. But the reason I got onto the reason I got into the NBA is it was one Christmas. I was probably 22 or 23. Me and Miles have sat there. I think we were playing FIFA, Christmas night. Everybody's gone home. Like, my mum, my nan and granddad, etc., have gone home. It's probably 8 o'clock at night. We're playing FIFA, and I'm trying to stay up because the Ashes starts at 1 a.m. There's always a Boxing Day Ashes test when England play Australia. Yeah.
I know nothing about the Ashes. I didn't realise that was, like, Boxing Day.
Boxing Day. So
that's when it starts?
The Australia one.
Ah.
So the away leg always starts on Boxing Day. Well, in fact, every year, Australia play a test on Boxing Day.
Mm.
Obviously, if they're playing Sri Lanka, I ain't going to stab and watch it. But if they're playing England, I'll stab and watch. And I was like, right, I've had 2 or 3 beers in my Christmas dinner. I've probably had like loads of carbs and now I've had a couple of beers in the evening. I'm starting to get tired. I was like, I need to fucking do something. So I was like, Miles, come and give me a game of FIFA just to keep me engaged, stop me falling asleep.
Yeah.
So we're playing FIFA. He's got bored, gone to bed. I'm like, I'm going to have a fucking bet. And so I've gone on to Bet365. I'm looking for anything to gamble on. I'm like, ah, the Oklahoma City Thunder are playing the LA Lakers in the NBA. I was like, let me see if I can find it on TV. And at 11 o'clock, one random Christmas day, I discovered a man called Kevin Durant.
Mm.
And I had...
Slim Reaper.
Yeah, I had... So for those that aren't basketball fans, this geezer's like a fucking scoring man. He's like the Haaland or something.
Yeah, I guess there's a good comparison could, to be fair.
I'm just thinking, he's fucking massive. He's about 7 foot. And just
7 foot, rake thin.
Yeah.
But just, and he, you know, someone that's usually 7 foot would play in one of the big man positions.
Yeah.
Down in a post next to the basket.
And he's a forward.
He's got a dribble. He's fucking,
Yeah. Ooh, he's, would you say top 10 player of all time?
No, I would say top 10 player of all time.
Top 10 shooter of all time?
Easy.
Easy, right. So, I've put it on and I bet, I think over 217 points or something. And it looked like it wasn't going to win. I think I had 30 quid to win 60 quid. And then Durant's just caught fire and hit about 6 three-pointers in a row. And from that day onwards, I'm like, I fucking love this
guy.
Now he's like 37 or something. But
he's mid-30s.
Back then, he was like 25, 26.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's how I got into basketball because there was nothing else to bet on. If football come on Boxing Day, I would never have watched that basketball game because I'd be watching Palace against Aston Villa.
Yeah.
Like, and this is the issue with football is I love football, but it doesn't need to be. It doesn't need to be on all the time. We don't need to watch Brentford against Bournemouth on a random Wednesday night in the Christmas period. Like, let them have play on the last weekend before Christmas, then play again Boxing Day. And then just let them have the week off. There doesn't need to be Premier League on every day. And I know the reason they do it. They do it for the foreign markets.
They want
everybody watching British football all the time. Yeah. And it just doesn't need to be like that. They can just, you know, there has to be a time to watch horse racing, to watch cricket, to watch these other sports, to watch the NFL.
There's not enough days in too many sports. I've got a question.
Go on.
Do you like Christmas do's?
Oh, that was what we was going to mainly talk about.
I just don't worry about that.
I don't really go. I used to. When I was a kid, I used to love it.
Yeah.
The only Christmas do's I will go to this year is my work Christmas do, which is a dinner. It's not a proper Christmas do.
But that's what I'm asking.
Last week. No, but I mean, when I used to work in a bank and the Christmas do used to be like 300 people in some venue with free booze and all that. It used to be a
big one.
Like, there'd be a DJ, there'd be all of that. The only Christmas do I went to was my team one at work where there was 10 of us and we went for dinner and it was really nice. But I was home by 9, 10. And then your Christmas drinks you arrange.
Yeah.
Which, they're the only two dudes I go to. I don't like necessarily...
Come out to the White Swan, Highbury, 22nd of December, open invite, Christmas.
Is an open invite.
Chris's annual Christmas drinks.
Yeah, I was going to say we don't want to be putting it out on the internet, but we ain't got enough listeners.
Let's see.
So, yeah, White Swan, Highbury, Islington, from 5 o'clock on Friday, the 22nd of December, but myself... Chris Alley and Mark Williams will be in there from around 2.
Yeah, usually I always say like it's a 5 o'clock because no one ever comes early, but it just allows me to sort of get there a bit earlier, set up camp, you know, spend time with my actual friends before more people come.
But also, we're all off work on that day this year as well.
I've got half day, which is good. My manager said last week, which is great. I was hoping to say that.
Christmas do's, when I was a kid, I loved them. Like, as in, by kid, I mean like 21, 22, because it was a chance to socialise. But to be honest, I'm more interested in spending time with my actual mates.
That's,
what about you?
By nature, I've always been like, I can't be arsed, just in general. I've gone to a few, when I used to work in the archive, they used to do this big Christmas lunch across 3 days with all the people from the corporation.
What do you mean across 3 days? How did that work?
Because the corporation had thousands and thousands.
Well, so you would only go to one day, or you?
They would divvy it up like between departments and teams and areas and stuff. So, because it was in the Great Hall, which is massive, and they would do a lunch where it was a lot. It was just free wine and then food. Well, not free. You'd have to. They charge you like 10 or 15 quid off of your like. They take off your paycheck, and that would be for the Christmas do.
Did you get battered?
Did we? It was, but it was weird. That one actually became quite charming because the food was always dog shit. It was always packed. The service was terrible. the wine was gross, but then people just got wild. There was one year where we had a food fight, and you're talking about like a massive hall with like, God, maybe like 2,000 people every time. And it just got, it, one year it just got crazy, and we would just have it
thrown. Yeah, we'll get in trouble.
No, well, it was too many people. How could you? Yeah, they're just like announcing, could everyone please stop? And then they'd stop, and then there'd be like one potato just flying across and being like,
that's fucking,
it's fucking great.
See, yeah, the problem I have with that, I don't have a problem with that, by the way, like fill your boots. Well, I mean, the problem, the reason I don't do that is because I'm at the stage now where I've always, in every job I've had, probably up till my last two jobs, so literally till I was about 30, every job I've had, like, I've been seen almost just as like someone like, yeah, Rory, he's a fucking laugh. Yeah. But I'm at a stage now, and I have a level of responsibility now where I want to be taken a little, it's not that I feel like I should be taken, I want to be taken a little bit more seriously. Yeah. I don't mean taken seriously as in like no one took me seriously.
Well, being a proper person.
But yeah, I just kind of feel like if you're like fucking having food fights and get, it's why no one at my work's ever seen me battered. How are you then going to be able to, you know, go into work on a Monday and you've got something you want to put forward and I think we should do this, and they're going to be like, yeah, nah, I saw him fucking lobbing food across the road. Obviously, it's fine when you're in your early 20s. When I worked in a bank, I was like, I'd get fucked at lunchtime and come back. I'd like make mistakes and laugh about it, you know. Yeah. And I can tell that everybody liked me there, but I was never going to be put into a position of responsibility purely based on the fact that I didn't know how to behave.
Yeah, it's a weird that one, because like the culture that I'm in now, like, booze is a big thing and people drink and get on it.
You're a good drunk as well, though.
No, well, now I am. I'm not used to it, but like, you know, I don't get fucking shit.
But I feel like even at your worst, you were a better drunk than I was back then. Not that I was a terrible drunk, not that I used to fight or anything, but just that I used to just...
Well, that's me. I used to be more the aggressor. I'm not like, I would never be too sloppy. I ain't throwing up and pissing myself generally, but other than like...
Oh yeah, well, see, when I was at uni, I used to piss up the bar and stuff just fucking...
No, I'll get home.
It's funny now that I see like my, like, I went out with a couple of mates from uni a few weeks ago and we just went for a curry. Went for a curry, had two pints, and then went home. And we was like, texted on the group chat after, it's like, what's fucking happened to us, man? Like, we used to go on weekends and just fucking...
Yeah.
Like, just disappear. Now we're all like, back home.
I'm happy to put that behind me, but it's just like you said, you know, you want to be taken seriously. But I think I know what you're saying, because you can see kind of what I'm doing at the moment, isn't it? It's just about maturing. I miss it. I mean, now we're going right off topic. We'll do our top five in a bit now, or five aside. But, you know, I miss... Because it actually came up this week and yesterday, saying that, like, I really enjoyed my 20s, but I'm glad to move on from it. I miss getting on it and all the good times and stuff like that. But, like... We can't be doing that shit for the rest
But also, of I enjoy people's... do you know what? It's really weird because I have a lot of the same mates I had in my 20s, but I enjoy people's company more now than when I was in my 20s. I enjoy your company more. I enjoy, like, Rob's company more. Like, I enjoy my mates. My mates are fundamentally better people now than we were 10 years ago. We are better company. Yeah, we are more interesting.
You can take people out.
You can take people out. Yeah. We're more interesting.
It was stressful, especially around uni setting. Socialising was kind of stressful because you'd always have to be on watch.
On guard.
On guard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anything could happen at any point. You're like, fuck's sake, man.
Oh, well, we would go, I remember...
Not today. We're just out here for a casual beer.
Yeah, I mean, I remember meeting Rob Murphy in Chingford for a pint.
Oh, name drop.
Yeah, name drop.
I'm Rob Murphy.
I remember meeting Rob Murphy for a pint in Chingford one random Saturday, it's probably about 10 years ago, and literally getting in very, very late that night, like with all manner of substances in us. We'd literally nipped out for a pint and then I'd wake up next morning, I'd be like, where's my fucking car? Like, I left my car at like flipping some station, like just carnage. Like, I couldn't go out without then having to deal with the fallout for like 3 days afterwards. Like, I need someone to drop me to get my car. I need to fucking, you know, just all of this stuff. And yeah, I enjoy everyone's company so much. But 30s are definitely better than 20s for me so far anyway.
Yeah, I like
that. I can say that now. I'm in my mid-30s.
You can say that now.
Right. Should we do our top five?
Yeah, we'll do our five aside. I wanted to do this as a draft one just because either, well, I wanted to try it out, but also because I think we might.
Let me go and get my phone.
Keep,
similar, keep talking. I need to get my phone.
So we're going to do our five-a-side, but it's going to be a draft of best items on a kitchen Christmas dinner table, right? So we can kind of take this where we want it to go. I don't know who's going to go first. We'll probably have to flip a coin to see who starts. Don't take too long walking around while we please, because we are still recording and I'm filibustering you. Right, leave those biscuits alone. No, it's about to eat the biscuits. What are you doing? You're just fucking casually just eating at this point.
No, it's a chewing gum. Wow. Right.
Have you got your phone?
I have got my phone.
Yeah, so we're doing a draft type five-a-side
Christmas. So items on a Christmas dinner table.
Yes, our favourites.
Our favourites.
So,
Does it have to be? Does it have to be? This, I have a question about.
Let's
this.
Just go though.
Right. Does it have to be an item on? Could it be an item on your Christmas dinner table, or can it be an item? You know, does it have to be a specific Christmas item, or can it be something you like on a Christmas table?
It's what you like on a Christmas table.
Cool. Right. Go.
You what
go
do you mean?
What I'm saying is, like, if somebody says an item that's not necessarily associated with Christmas.
Oh.
Are you gonna pull rank and go, no, that's not technically a
let's
Christmas
see, let's see what you say.
Cool.
Yeah? Well, because it's a draft, do you want to go first or should I?
I'll go first.
Oh, okay. All right. And then we'll do a snake draft, or so you go first and I pick two, you pick
yeah,
two.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. What's right. your 1-1? This is out of the draft, this is 1-1. So this should be hands down universally accepted as one of the best items on a Christmas dinner table. And hopefully he gets this wrong, because I've got my one.
And you can't pick it once I've picked it.
Once you pick it, I cannot pick it.
So I'm going to... Not only am I going to increase my Christmas dinner of being good, I'm going to wreck yours. Because once you can't have this thing, you're done, mate.
Well, all right. What's your 1-1 then?
1-1-1 is gravy.
Nah.
Gravy, mate. You now are having a dry Christmas
lunch. That was
lunch.
Literally number 10 on my list.
Really?
Yeah.
Gravy, mate. Gravy.
Gravy.
Gravy. Yeah. Because my Christmas dinner is now going to be better than your Christmas dinner.
Why?
Because you can't have gravy. So it can be the best fucking food ever, but you ain't got no gravy. It's dry.
It's dry.
It's dry. My front door.
You're dry, bruv.
Yeah. Right, so go on. My 1-1 is gravy.
Your 1-1 is gravy. I'll take that. My 1-1, I mean, it's hands down. I don't even know how to pick this, and I'm pretty sure you wouldn't. It's pigs in a blanket.
Pigs in blankets.
Pigs in blankets. There's pigs in a blanket. That's what we call it.
Yeah, I think...
Hands down, the best pork on pork, meat wrapped in meat. You cannot get any better. I mean, sausage wrapped in bacon.
Yeah, I think...
I've literally just won it.
No, I think that they make you a bit... They make you a bit thirsty. Pigs in blankets.
What, so you can have a bit of gravy?
Yeah, no, gravy makes you even more thirsty. Have you ever drunk Bovril? Fucking hell.
Well, no, why would I be drinking gravy?
Bovril?
What's Bovril?
Bovril's like a gravy-like drink that people drink at football and stuff. It makes you so... Easy. They don't do it at Arsenal, because it's too posh now. But if you go to like QPR, you'll be able to get like a Bovril. Anyway.
Easy, 1-1.
Right, what's your 1-2?
Look at this sunlight. You need look this screen, bro.
There you go.
Yeah?
Yeah. What's your 1-2?
My 1-2? My 1-2's Christmas crackers. They're always on the table when you go there. Right?
No, you're right, but...
Christmas crackers. Great.
Yes, yeah, where you get your hat from as well. But
you get your hat from, you get a fantastic joke, and hopefully a half-decent useful prize, like a little ruler or some kind of a plastic paperclip, and not one of those magic tricks where you can't fucking undo the metal circles. I mean, it's always the same.
Yeah, but I can't help but feel that you're going about this wrong.
No, I'm actually winning this right now.
Because so far, you've got pigs in blankets.
Yeah.
And you've got fucking...
Christmas crackers. Yeah.
You can't just... So the Audi family is going to sit around a Christmas dinner table just with 1,500 pigs in blankets pulling crackers.
I mean, that's close to reality right now.
Yeah.
That's how... All right. That's what I want, but...
All right, my number two. Do I get two now, or is it...
You get two now,
Gammon. My gammon joint.
Gammon joint. Yeah, we've not got the same list at all.
So far, I've got a gammon joint with gravy on it.
Yeah.
It's the best meat. Other than beef, it's the best meat.
Other than beef, it's the best meat, but it's still second. No, I picked it first.
In my head, gammon's a Christmas...
You could have picked a beef,
In my head, gammon's a Christmas thing. Gammon, you only, you know, my mum gets a massive fuck off gammon joint at Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then next, roast potatoes. Roast potatoes, yeah. Mate. Like.
I'll give you that one. I mean, it's roast potatoes.
It's roast potatoes. So far, I've got gravy, gammon, and roast potatoes, right?
Yeah.
So even if all else fails, that's a dinner. That's a dinner there, right?
Yeah.
You ain't even got like a proper meat yet. You've got a side meat.
That's fine.
Right.
That's fine. Because you're going to pick anything I'm going to pick.
All right, go on.
I'll get two right now.
Go on.
So the next one I have is leg of lamb. That's
an amazing shout.
We have that for Christmas. You're not going to see turkey anywhere near my fucking list. Leg of lamb.
No, me neither.
That is the meat of choice.
But that's a fucking great shout. Like I like a leg. I like lamb. I like beef. I like gammon. Yeah, I can't argue with that at all.
There you go. And then the next pick is going to be Yorkshire puddings.
Oh, you wanker. I have Yorkshire puddings next.
Of course. Look, pigs in a blanket, Christmas crackers, Yorkshire pudding, leg of lamb. You're getting trounced. How many picks you got left?
I got two picks left.
You got so two picks, I've got one. This is short, man. I don't know what I'm going to pick next. Go on.
Right, I'm going parsnips just because. Just because.
Are you purposely trying to lose this?
Parsnips. Thank you. And I'm going sprouts.
Oh my.
You have to have some form of veg. You can't just have a fucking meat based Christmas dinner.
You're telling me that sprouts and parsnips are in one of your top five or top seven at this point items.
Yeah, because what I've got is I've got gammon with gravy, roast potatoes, sprouts and parsnips. That is a dinner. And it gives you all of your food groups. It gives you your veg.
Fuck the food groups.
It gives you your
starch, my fucking favourite.
And it gives you you ain't gonna shit for 3 days afterwards.
Don't care, it'll still be inside me.
No, that is a dinner.
You're thinking about this wrong. It's not that this is exclusively all the items we're gonna have on the table. This is our best five.
Yeah, but you can't have none of these. So you ain't having no greens now.
I don't give a fuck. I don't like parsnips and Brussels sprouts.
Well, then we're right.
I love Savoy cabbage. That's what we have at my dinner table.
I don't know what Savoy cabbage is.
Yeah, that's because you ain't fancy like that.
What's your last pick?
Wait. Yeah, is that my last pick?
Well, I don't know. I've written down what I've chosen.
1, 2, 3. Did you pick roast potatoes in the year?
Yeah, you can't have roast potatoes.
I'm not going to pick that one. Have you got any more picks?
No.
Oh, I'll tell you what I've got left on my list, right?
Right.
Prawn cocktail.
Oh, that's a good shout.
Bailey's.
Not a fan.
Stuffing.
Not a fan of it. I'm not a fan of eating. I'm not, as you know this probably, I'm not a fan of drinking alcohol whilst I eat.
Yeah, but Bailey's is outstanding. I'm going to go for stuffing. I fucking love stuffing.
I like stuffing.
It's absolutely outrageous. You know, real good apple sausage, like that proper meaty stuffing as well. I'll take fucking Paxo stuffing. You know that shitty dry powder when you just put hot water.
That's the one I do.
Yeah, that's amazing. But
I didn't know there was any other type of stuffing, to be honest.
That's how you know you're cheap. That's what you grew up on. I didn't know.
You must have grown up there. You ain't making your own stuff.
Now I am, but like now it's, you know, I didn't realise you can put, it's basically sausage meat, really, in stuffing. What you get from like M&S and you get a tray of it stuff. Any stuffing. I love it all. I love stuffing so much. Stuffing is the one. Prawn cocktail. I actually don't like it. I just thought it'd be funny to have it on the list because it's like, why are we having prawn cocktail for fucking Christmas dinner?
My mum used to do it. She's only started this the last few years, but she does like a fancy breakfast on Christmas.
Yeah.
And this year, we're going to my mum's, but we're going on Christmas Day and coming back on Christmas Day. Seth is doing the breakfast. I don't know what she's doing yet. She might have mentioned it to me, but I can't remember.
Huevos rancheros?
Yeah. No, it won't be nothing Spanish, I don't think. Although she does like a nice little chorizo breakfast. Very
nice.
Right. Nice. Is that us now?
Bailey's and apple sauce. That's it, I think. Have you got any other ones you were thinking about?
Mustard. I love a bit of English mustard.
Yeah, we're so different.
Why don't you like English mustard?
You're going to have gravy and English mustard on your plate.
Obviously.
What do you mean obviously?
Surely let us know in the comments. Do you like gravy and English mustard?
We've got to put out a graphic for this one, bruv. Like, I'm going to try and put that one together because this is outrageous. I think we're on two different planets here, clearly.
Yeah, but we're on two different planets with a lot of things. Yeah. We disagree. I think this is why we do a good podcast, because we disagree on so much fundamentally.
No, we don't. Hey.
Funny stuff. Yeah, we're on different planets.
No, but I am looking forward to Christmas, actually. I'm
just picturing your Christmas dinner, like, of you just, like, piling your plate with pigs and blankets.
Oh, my God.
And your mum just going, Chris, leave some for your brothers. And you going, yeah, fuck them.
My mum probably makes somewhere around anywhere between 30 and 50 pigs in a blanket.
I bet you on Christmas 26 Day, of them.
We have it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
What do you have for breakfast?
And snacks. Just like eggs and bacon, pigs in a blanket.
Stop saying pigs in a blanket. It's pigs in blankets.
It's pigs in a blanket.
No, it's pigs in blankets.
It's pigs in a blanket. They're only on one blanket.
Let us know in the comments.
Let us know in the comments. Like and subscribe. Merry Christmas to everyone. Have a happy new year. Thank you for listening. If you do listen, do shout out. I've just got myself a new laptop, and I think next year we're really going to start trying to push and, you know,
we're going to do a couple of studio episodes with hopefully, some guests. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Hopefully build the quality of this a little bit more and just get ourselves a little following. That'd be nice. Let's live the dream.
Yeah.
It's been a great year. I don't know, for you, for me personally, it's been fantastic.
Yeah, man, we've both got new jobs.
New jobs.
We're both in different jobs now than we were this time last year.
Yeah, I mean, I've had two jobs this year. I've had three jobs this year, I guess, technically.
No, when did you start your last job?
In March or May.
Oh, yeah, so you've had three jobs this year. Yeah, so
I've been Derwent and then...
No, I'm coming out to my year anniversary at my university that I work at.
I probably shouldn't have mentioned all those places. But this has been a great... I think we've had a half-decent start to this pod. Outside of what I've been putting out there, I've enjoyed it.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed it.
We're on our way to global success, I reckon.
Yeah. Look out, Joe Rogan.
Look out, Joe Hogan. Yeah. Right. All right. Merry Christmas, have a happy new year, and we'll see you in 2024.
Yes.
All right. Hey.